But first, the Dublin City Task Force has been given the go-ahead by government to clean up the capital, which is not an easy task, as you might imagine. And one of the things they're doing in their 10-year plan includes revitalising O'Connell Street, our national thoroughfare that has fallen into a little bit of disrepute over time, and changing the most venerable member of the street, the GPO, into what is described as a cultural destination. Our reporter Josh Crosby has been trying to find out what in God's name that means, but he's also been following developments today and speaking to those living, working and visiting Dublin and around the O'Connell Street area. Josh, first of all, what did they announce?
Okay, so the government, I suppose, have confirmed now that they're backing the capital city report of the Dublin City Task Force. And that's set out with an approach of delivering a vision over a 10-year roadmap. Now, what this includes is a special purpose vehicle. So this is going to be a whole entity.
Oh, I love it. I love a special purpose vehicle myself.
It's going to be operated under Dublin City Council, we've been told. And I suppose it's to drive the delivery, the funding and investment to tackle vacancy and dereliction. They're going to try accelerate landmark capital projects in the city through additional funding. And as you said there, the redevelopment of the GPO with having some retail and office space there as well. But look, Jonathan, look, we know something like this is a long time coming for those who spend time in the city. And from those I've been meeting with today, they say, look, they've heard it before. They won't believe it until they see it. They feel they've been given promises in the past. But the government seem adamant that they will be following through on these commitments on this one. Let's take a listen now to the Taoiseach outlining some of the plans.
A 10-year integrated area strategy for Dublin City Centre developed to optimise funding and investment and further drive out the scourge of vacancy and dereliction. Accelerated delivery of landmark capital projects in the city centre through additional funding in the Urban Regeneration and Development Fund under the National Development Plan Review. Redevelopment of the GPO as a world-class and historic flagship project with a significant cultural presence at its heart, supported by first-class retail and office components. As well as a reimagined integrated area strategy, other strands of activity will focus on creating a cultural hub in the city, building public safety and confidence, enhancing community support and building communications and community engagement. The government also agreed to further consider wider measures which could support the regeneration of Dublin and other cities, such as an accommodation tax levy, borrowing limits for local authorities and a review of the Living City initiative. These will be taken forward in a way that is mindful of the balance between generating revenue to further invest in improving the city centre and the important issue of cost and competitiveness. Today's announcement follows detailed consideration of the Dublin City Task Force report by the IDG under the auspices of my department, as well as ongoing deliberations as part of the National Development Plan Review. This new approach creates a strong focal point for significant investment in the public realm and the built environment at the heart of our capital city.
I know he's from Cork, but he doesn't exactly sound overly excited about the whole thing. Micheál Martin speaking there at the launch of the Dublin City Task Force. Whatever about the politicians, what about the people working in the city? How do they feel about this?
Well, look, I spent some time today now when this was announced around O'Connell Street, Henry Street, Moore Street, and look, around parts of the town where this first focus of the task force is being given attention, because look, we know O'Connell Street has often been where we hear the negative stories, unfortunately, the experiences come out of the city. And this, as you said at the start, this is the country's main thoroughfare with such history there. So understandably, people expect better when they're around here. I met with two street traders today who are certainly not happy with the conditions in the city. First up is Caroline, who's been selling fruit and veg on Moore Street for over 40 years. And we'll also hear from one of the last remaining paper sellers on O'Connell Street.
Major changes and not for the best.
And there's plans now to revitalise the city centre. They're going to try bring back in derelict buildings. They're going to revamp the GPO. What do you think? Do you think will it make the city a better place to live and work?
Well, that'll be better than what it is, the way it is at the moment. But when it happens, I believe it when I see it, because we've been promised years this is getting done and that's getting done and nothing has been done. But the city centre is a disgrace.
How has that affected how you do your own business?
Well, it does, because we don't feel safe walking down here. There's gangs of different people, and they just stand around all day. They shouldn't be allowed to stand around. Any other country in the world, city centre in the world, wouldn't allow them to stand around. But we haven't got enough guards to keep moving them on. The guards are doing their best.
How do you do?
How long have you been here now?
Too long. That's how long I've been here, too long.
Since you were a child?
Since I was a kid.
Selling newspapers here?
Yeah.
You've seen a lot of changes so over the years?
A lot of changes, yeah. Most of them not for the good. unfortunately.
There would have been a lot of dereliction in the past as well, but you don't see that.
Beside me now, as we speak, has been lying vacant for absolutely years.
This new Dublin City Task Force plan being announced, do you think will it improve the city?
As the Gardaí aspect of it. Well, they have upped the amount of Gardaí that's going around, but there's a today now, like, it's very noticeable that there's none around. But there has been an increase of Gardaí on the street, there's no doubt about that.
And this idea now of revamping the GPO, can you see it being a boost for the area?
Well, if it's done properly, tastefully, yes.
If you had the magic wand, what would you do to improve Dublin?
Public toilets is always top of the agenda. Everybody goes to the toilet. If you even have to have attendants in them, have attendants in them. I have people coming along here, especially ladies, either tourists early in the morning when there's nowhere open, basically, and they say, excuse me, is there any public toilets? And you have to tell them, embarrassingly, you have to tell them no.
Yeah, I don't think they're talking about opening the GPO as a big jacks. And that, seemingly, is something that's very important to people. Look, the cynics, and you may sense that I'm a bit cynical about this, Josh. It might be coming through because I lived in this town for long enough and I've been to this town for long enough. Brian joins me. Jonathan, do you remember when the Temple Bar was going to be a cultural hub? I do. Look at that. Ended up pints costing tenner. And someone else, Pat, says, I'm a 55-year-old Dublin resident. I've lived here all my life. I've been in the GPO twice. That's fine. Sure, you mightn't live near town. You might have your local post office. We're going to the post office less, which is why they're looking at alternative uses for the GPO, I'm presuming. Look, this isn't something they pulled out of the sky. They have been consulting widely on this, Josh. So,
yep.
And you spoke to one of the people that actually consulted.
I did. So, look, a number of bodies and representative groups, grassroots organisations would have been involved in establishing, working with the task force all last year. That they recommended 10 big moves to try and bring Dublin up to standard. And I suppose what people will expect with they either come here or if they live here. And one of the groups who took part in the consultation process would have been the Dublin City Community Co-op. So I took a visit to their office today in the North Inner City and met with the CEO, Noel Wardick. Now, they're working with different groups to try and deliver, look, social, economic and cultural services in the inner city. Noel says they've heard countless times of how Dublin will be improved, but he hopes that this will be the game-changing response.
And effectively, the state has created a poverty hub here in the inner city where all sorts of social services are sort of dumped in on in the area. So we're tasked then with dealing with those and basically dealing with poverty.
Last year you would have taken part in the consultation process with other groups as well. Did you feel like you had much of an input there, or were your suggestions, your recommendations, were they taken on board?
Well, I suppose it remains to be seen. I mean, at this stage we have been through so many consultation processes over the last number of years that there's a huge sense of fatigue and even bordering on disillusionment. So it remains to be seen. We will judge the latest development and today's announcements on actions, on resources and on outcomes. And until then, I suppose we hold our judgment.
And plans to revitalise certain streets, O'Connell Street, the GPO, bring derelict buildings back into use. Can you see this having the intended effect and outcome of being a boost to the city, creating more footfall, just a friendlier, safer place to live? Can you see that actually coming to fruition?
I absolutely can. And we are forever the optimists. If the state puts in the resources to match its verbal commitments, then the potential is enormous. We obviously welcome a commitment to the rejuvenation of the inner city. We have watched the city decline significantly over the last number of years, and we've expressed this concern at every available opportunity.
And look, with the work you're doing on a daily basis, you're seeing on the ground the issues that are affecting people. What would you do? Or if the government's listening, what is the core area they should be working on?
Well, if I had a magic wand, I would probably wave it to encourage government and officials and policymakers to put as the priority the communities that live in the inner city. It's not about tourists. The number one priority have to be the communities and the people that reside and make up the inner city as their homes. That has to be the priority and that has to be the focus.
Noel Wardick there, who is the CEO of the Dublin City Community Co-op. It was funny how you described it, Josh, as kind of, what do you call it, a poverty sector or something like that.
The hub. It's
poverty kind of, hub.
It come into that, I suppose, which just different types of marginalisation and disadvantaged communities. That's what he was getting at, Jeff.
Because we were always talking in Dublin about, oh, we're afraid we'll go back to the ghettoisation. You know, we're afraid to make the same mistakes that we made that resulted in the tenements of 100 years ago, or the same mistakes that were made when they cleared out a lot of the urban areas and moved them out to Ballymun. you know, best laid plans always kind of fall short, don't they? And there's a distinct possibility that if they don't do this well, same thing will happen.
Same thing repeats, yeah.
Yeah. Look, one of these things is Dubs thinking about it. What about those who were visiting the city? What did they think of Dublin and did they see the need for this?
Well, I must say, look, we heard from some of the street traders earlier who see what goes on day in, day out. But what I find whenever I do something like this, if I'm talking to someone who's passing through, whether it's a question of value for money, shortage of accommodation, anything, I suppose, tourist related, if I'm asking people who are visiting the city, those who are here from America feel the place is as safe as houses and affordable. So look, maybe we're a bit hard on ourselves from time to time, but obviously, look, there are many issues there that need to be addressed. I said I'd ask people today, if they were in power, what would they do to clean up the city? First, as a man many Cork listeners might know, Derry Coughlin, or also known as the Elvis
the taxi driver.
The Elvis taxi driver. I met him in Dublin today. Derry thinks the city has gone downhill.
They'll have to make provisions now to clean up the whole thing. Like, another thing, the Gardaí have to come out and at the junctions where there's problems with traffic coming in and going to the city, the Gardaí would have to release all junctions like Glangoa. They used to Glangoa because there was no pedestrian crossings, but they'll have to bring in more car parking facilities, and they'll have to bring in tour buses and country buses that should come in and shop. You must make it available to the city because you're in competition now from the shopping malls.
I think I bring more culture back into Dublin. I feel like it's become a real tourist spot and we've lost like the Irishness in our city. I think that's a huge one for myself anyways.
So more like dedicated spaces?
Yeah, that sort of thing. Like, for one of the things is like preserving buildings, preserving our history, stop knocking down for air apartments and all that kind of stuff, just nurturing our city as what it was, what it is, while welcoming people into it but not changing it for them.
You're visiting Dublin at the moment?
Yes.
And what do you think of our capital city?
I love it. I've been coming here for work for over almost 40 years, 38 years now.
And when it comes to cleanliness and antisocial behaviour or criminality, have you seen much of that on your travels?
Here? No. I'm from Detroit, man. This is nothing.
You feel safe walking around Dublin?
Oh, 100% any time of the day or night, yeah.
I only visit occasionally, but there was something definitely needs to be done with the north side of the city. I can see in the years it has gone down a lot compared to the south side of the city.
This is just horrendous. I'm afraid of my life walking up and down here. I think more Gardaí. I'm just afraid. You know, there's a lot of drugs and an awful lot of violence in the city.
So have you limited how much you come into the city?
Absolutely, absolutely. I only come when it's absolutely necessary.
Out of fear?
Out of fear.
And I know a lot of people will defend Dublin and Dublin city centre and say, you know, it's not as bad. I've had this argument regularly on News Talk Breakfast when I'm filling in, that it's not as bad as people will say. Do you know what? You're a little bit blind to it if you live in Dublin and you see it on a daily basis. I know I'm here one or two days a week and it always catches me by attention, whether I'm on the Red Lewis line or I'm walking down O'Connell Street or even I'm walking down, don't say it out loud, Grafton Street or some of the areas around. There is often an air of menace. Not sure what task force can solve that, but lots of people have been getting in touch with their ideas. Paul in Dublin says, get rid of those horrible casinos off the streets. Even if we can't get rid of them, let them be discreet. Also, why is there no control of all the signs in the city? It's a horrible part of what Dublin has become. You're right, random polls in the middle of nowhere and with old signs or no signs. It was in Washington, D.C. recently, says this listener. Great to see the hordes of school kids visiting. When was the last time we saw anything like that in Dublin? It's a shame. If you go down around the museum, Kildare Street, you'll see school tours. They don't let them kind of to go north of the Liffey now. Don't be silly. But they are around. No surprise to someone else. Cork Micheál, or the Cork presenter. I have a name, you know. Do not sound too enthused or excited about the Dublin plan. The plan sounds encouraging to me. If implemented, should be a very positive boost to our fabulous capital city. As someone else says, it would answer this so-called government to put money into housing the Irish homeless instead of revamping O'Connell Street and turning the GPO into a museum. And someone else said, I was in Smithfield yesterday and Irish young lads hanging around throwing cans on the ground. Same for the city centre. Dublin is an embarrassment with no pride. Can it be solved? Will it be solved through the Dublin Task Force, or will it end up being another talking shop that gets nothing done?